Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, January 20th. I'm Mark Daniels. Super Bowl 48 is set at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. It will be the Denver Broncos against the Seattle Seahawks. Both were number one seeds entering the playoffs. Denver capturing the AFC title at Sports Authority Field on a beautiful day. Sunshine at 60 degrees, 26-16 over the New England Patriots. They improved to 15-3. Peyton Manning spectacular again. 400 yards even, two touchdowns. Head coach John Fox, his number 18, is special.
To come off and not playing, very unusual injury that he was coming off of, and to get to where he, finished a season ago and then to start where he left off and had the kind of season, not just today, but all season long that he's had, to me, is pretty remarkable.
Demaryius Thomas catches 7 passes for 134 yards and a touchdown early in the third quarter that built the lead to 23-3. And while the Patriots tried to rally late, just too much Broncos. And Manning says we beat a quality team.
We're going to savor this one. This was a good team victory to beat a team. I mean, you could rename the AFC Championship after the Patriots, and they've been here so many times. And they know how to win big games. So to beat them, it was a significant win. I thought our fans were outstanding. I thought they made a big difference.
15th meeting between Manning and Brady all time. 4th in the playoffs, now even at 2-2. Brady says this is a tough game to lose.
It's always it's tough to get to this point. Next 2 weeks from now, there's only one team that's going to win that game. That's a tough one to win. So anytime you come up short of what you're trying to accomplish, it's not a great feeling. But, I'm proud of our team and the way we fought.
Broncos back in the Super Bowl for the first time since winning back-to-back championships with Mike Shanahan and John Elway beating the Packers and the Falcons in the late 90s. And they will get the Seattle Seahawks, who beat the San Francisco 49ers 23-17 in a knockdown drag-out game at raucous CenturyLink Field. The 49ers built the lead thanks to the legs of quarterback Colin Kaepernick. He ran for 130 yards, passed for 153. But the Seahawks scored 10 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. The big play, a 4th-and-7, 35-yard touchdown pass from Russell Wilson.
If they jumped off sides, we were going to try to take a shot down the field, and sure enough, they did. Jermaine Kearse, I gave him a shot, just try to look off the safety as long as possible and then give him a one-on-one shot, and he came out with an unbelievable catch. He's been doing that all year.
Defense made it stand up as they took it away 3 times in the fourth quarter. The final turnover, it was Richard Sherman deflecting a ball towards Michael Crabtree in the corner of the end zone into the hands of Malcolm Smith, who cradled it with 22 seconds left to go. Sherman wasn't challenged often in this game, but he was on the key play, and he made it clear that he was up to the challenge.
I was making sure everybody knew that Crabtree was a mediocre receiver. And when you try the best corner in the game with a mediocre receiver, that's what happens.
As for the 49ers, a third straight trip to the NFC title game, denied for the second time in 3 years. And head coach Jim Harbaugh says we just got to take our medicine.
Not many people get to be in this arena of competition at this level. I thought our guys had tremendous fight. I think our guys are great football players. And congratulations to the Seattle Seahawks, who were also in this arena and won the football game and are moving on.
Seattle moves on for the first time since 2006 when Mike Holmgren led them to the championship game where they lost to Pittsburgh at Ford Field in Detroit. Denver and Seattle in Super Bowl 48 from MetLife Stadium on Sunday, February 2nd. To basketball, we'll start in the NBA, where the San Antonio Spurs handed the Milwaukee Bucks their 9th consecutive loss, 110-82. Patty Mills led 7 players in double figures with 20 points for San Antonio. Head coach Larry Drew said he was the difference.
He's always been like that, a spark plug off the bench. He can make shots defensively. He picks you up 94 feet. But he played a solid game.
Brandon Knight at 21 for the Bucks, but they have now fallen to 7-33 on the season. Lakers beat Toronto 112-106. Nick Young with 29. Orlando gets by Boston 93-91. Tobias Harris, two free throws with 10 seconds left. It was Oklahoma City over Sacramento 108-93. Kevin Durant hits 30 points, at least 30 in seven straight games now for the Thunder. Phoenix beat Denver 117-103 with Channing Frye scoring 30 points. College basketball on Sunday, 16th-ranked Iowa, the only ranked team in action, beat Minnesota 94-73. In the Big Ten on Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers dropped their second straight game. After starting the year 16-0, they lost at Indiana. And on Saturday at the Kohl Center, fall to Michigan 77-70. Butler handed Marquette a 69-57 overtime loss in Indianapolis. The Golden Eagles will be at Georgetown on Monday night. The Green Bay Phoenix defeated Illinois-Chicago 69-64 on the road to make it 10 straight victories. Alec Brown had 23 points on 9 of 11 shooting. It was Kiefer Sykes with 21 who had the big finish. A dunk to tie, a three for the lead, and an emphatic dunk off a Jordan foul steal in the closing seconds to seal it as Green Bay improves to 15-3 overall, 5-0, leading the Horizon League by two games in front of the rest of the pack. The Phoenix women on Saturday defeated Cleveland State on the road 90-72. Kaylee Lucan led with 23. Green Bay now 9-7, back to 500, 2-2 in Horizon League play. And in Division III basketball, St. Norbert College has now won 11 straight. The Green Knight guys beat Illinois College 76-53 to get to 13-1, 9-0 in the Midwest Conference. And first place on the line for the women, St. Norbert knocks off Illinois College 66-42 to take over sole possession of first at 8-1, 11-3 overall. The Lakeland men defeated Aurora on the road 86-84 on Saturday to improve to 12-4, 8-3 in the NAC. Aurora women beat Lakeland 62-54. The Muskie gals now 3-8 on the season. To the ice, the Chicago Blackhawks met the Boston Bruins, a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup final. Chicago gets a shootout goal from Patrick Kane in a 3-2 victory and a most entertaining day for head coach Joel Quenneville.
Yeah, it was a great hockey game. That the pace was tremendous, started quick, and it didn't stop. They're a dangerous team, and they get the puck, and they make plays, and they hang on to it, and they got patience and play recognition, and then they're they got all guys active and want the puck, so it's a great test, and nice to finally get a shootout win too.
It's been hard to come by for the Hawks in a shootout. Lightning over the Hurricanes 5-3. The Rangers beat the Capitals 4-1. College hockey, St. Norbert sweeping Concordia on the weekend. Green Bay Gamblers lose 2 at Cedar Rapids Friday night, and at home 4-1 to Sioux City on Saturday night. Gamblers now 16-12-5 on the outside looking in. For the Clark Cup playoffs, they stand in 5th place in the Eastern Conference by a single point. More sports on the snow. World Snowmobile Derby in Eagle River goes to 25-year-old Malcolm Chartier of Michigan, winning back-to-back World Snowmobile Championships. And to golf on the green grass of La Quinta, California, the Humana Challenge, Patrick Reed fired 3 straight rounds of 63 to set a 54-hole scoring record. Final round 71 allowed Reed to hold off Ryan Palmer by 2 shots to win a second career title. At the Australian Open Tennis Championships, Rafael Nadal, Andy Murray, Novak Djokovic, and Juan David Ferrer advanced to the quarterfinals. Serena Williams bounced out Saturday. Maria Sharapova falls on Sunday. Victoria Azarenko also advances, taking out Sloane Stephens in straight sets in search of her 3rd straight Aussie Open title. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.